Almost from the moment that the telephone itself was invented, people dreamed of creating a mobile or portable telephone that you could carry around with you without worrying about a wire connection. Actually, Alexander Graham Bell himself was the first to design such a phone. His photophone allowed wireless communication using reflected light beams, but it was never produced. The real beginning of portable telephone communication came in 1921, when a primitive kind of radio telephone was installed in some police cars in Detroit. The transmitter used was too large to be portable, so communication could only go from the police station to the cars, not from the cars to the station. Two-way radio telephones were first used in police cars in Bayonne, New Jersey, in the 1930s. The system we now know as a cellular telephone system grew out of these police radio telephones. It's called cellular because of the way in which each area is divided up into units or cells, each served by their own transmitters and receivers. The first personal mobile telephone license was granted in St. Louis in 1946. But because mobile phones used radio frequencies, not very many could be licensed in any area for fear that they would interrupt radio or television broadcasters. Even as late as 1976, there were only 543 mobile telephone users in New York City. The breakthrough came in 1977 when the American phone company AT&T thought that the best idea was to create a series of smaller cells of only a few miles in size, served by low-powered broadcast towers. A trial system of 2,000 users in Chicago worked perfectly, and 2 years later, the world's first commercial cellular telephone system was created in Tokyo, Japan. By 1998, there were over 47 million cellular phone users around the world.